NPR News. This is All Things Considered. I'm Jackie Lydon. Andrea Seabrook is away. It's been 40 days and 40 nights since voters last weighed in on the presidential race. Only two more days until Pennsylvania breaks the drought. Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama are bouncing back and forth across the state, trading barbs and policy prescriptions. A pair of our reporters are bouncing right along with the candidates. We'll start with Don Gagne, who's on the road with Senator Obama in Reading, Pennsylvania. That's about 60 miles northwest of Philadelphia. Don, you went to a town hall meeting at the Reading High School gymnasium today. What's the scene there like?
Still noisy behind me. 2,600 people here. Senator Obama is talking about how long this campaign has been going on. He talks about how, you know, he declared 15 months ago, and in that time, babies have been born, learned to walk, and can now talk. He's also focusing his attacks on Senator Clinton with just a couple days to go here.
How are Pennsylvanians reacting? They've certainly been in the spotlight and crescendoed and decrescendoed after the debate. Are any signs of fallout over that?
It depends who you talk to. Obama supporters do tend to complain, but those who are willing to be more philosophical will say, hey, it's a test we knew he was going to have to go through, so he's going through it now. Clinton supporters say, hey, this is just the way elections play out.
You're about to leave for a rally in Scranton tonight. That's in Pennsylvania's northeastern corner, we'll point out. Now, statewide, Hillary Clinton is leading in just about every poll, but in some of them, not by very much. How's the Obama campaign trying to close the gap?
Well, they're not ceding any corner of the state to her. Scranton is a place where, you know, she goes through and she says, hey, my grandfather was here, lived here, from here, worked in the lace factories. So it's an area where she will expect to do well. But again, the Obama campaign, while they're not predicting a victory, polls have consistently showed her in the lead. They want to make sure that victory is as small as possible for Senator Clinton. So they're working literally every corner of the state.
NPR's Don Gagne on the road with Senator Barack Obama. Thanks very much, Don.
It's my pleasure.
Following Hillary Clinton is NPR's David Green, and David joins us from Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. David, you were with Senator Clinton when she stopped at a diner outside Philadelphia. So what was her closing argument?
Jackie, she wandered around the diner for a little while, chatting with voters, and a lot of people had Hillary Clinton stickers on. But not everyone in the diner was ready to jump on her ship. I spoke with one couple, still very undecided. The woman said that she got an earful from someone in the bathroom at the diner, a Clinton supporter trying to tell her why she should vote for Hillary Clinton. But she is just going to go in that voting booth on Tuesday and make her decision at the last minute.
Oh, after all this time, what is the bar for Senator Clinton? Is a narrow win sufficient?
It's not clear. There's a lot of talk in the pundit world that Hillary Clinton needs to win big, perhaps by double digits, to prove that she really is very viable to convince the all-important superdelegates. But it's a very, very important state for Hillary Clinton. She has said all along that this was a state where she was going to prove that she could win here in a big state, a state that's important to Democrats. And she's certainly in a position where she needs some momentum going forward from here.
She got quite an intriguing endorsement today from the Pittsburgh Tribune Review. The publisher is Richard Mellon Scaif, and he's the guy, we'll remember, who funded some of the investigations into her husband during the Monica Lewinsky scandal. What brought them together?
Yeah, no one is more part of the vast right-wing conspiracy that Hillary Clinton saw years back than he was. The editorial today in his newspaper, very specific reasons for supporting Hillary Clinton, saying she has the right kind of experience to be president and that Barack Obama does not, and that she's right on the issues and that she was very courageous for coming in and meeting with an editorial board that had been so critical of her. So a big endorsement, but we should say that it's Obama who's gotten the endorsements of most of the major papers in the Keystone State.
NPR's David Greene in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, with the Hillary Clinton campaign. Thanks very much, David.
Thank you, Jackie.